In honor of Record Store Day, I wanted to do a special review, and I wanted to use this occasion to celebrate a local band that has completely exploded onto the world stage, but who still have pride in their Queen City roots. I'm talking about Tweens. It has been almost exactly a year since we had the pleasure of hosting Tweens for a special in-studio performance. And what a year it has been for them. It all really started at Newport Southgate House Revival. In March 2013, Jim Blaze of Shake It Records recommended that Tweens open for the Breeders at their Last Splash 20th anniversary show. From there, it wasn't a great surprise that the Deal Sisters would fall in love with Tweens, as much as the rest of us have. The Breeders asked Tweens to join them on their 2013 tour, and they have been spreading the word of Cincinnati rock cross-country ever since. Early in 2014, more accolades for Tweens came when they were awarded a CEA for New Artist of the Year by Citybeat, and when they were invited to play at this year's Nelsonville Music Festival. The culmination of this meteoric rise for Tweens came when they signed with French Kiss Records in June and recorded their debut full-length album, produced by Eli Janney, which just hit the streets last week. Bridget Battle, the leader of the pack, has a snotty, bratty, get-stuffed attitude in her vocals that genuinely plays well with the music. She balances that with brash power chord guitar play soaked in reverb and fuzz tone. On bass, Peyton Copes plays with little flourish but still manages to show off his skills by simply always being right where he needs to be, serving as the bridge between melody and rhythm section. Similarly, without overdoing it on both drums and backing vocals, Jerry Queen manages to portray style, energy, and pure undiluted fun. Anyone already familiar with Tweens' work from their homegrown EP, the one that started this whole thing off, will recognize such proto-punk goodies as Rattle and Rollin', Be Mean, Bored in the City, and their cover of the Teardrops' I'm Gonna Steal Your Boyfriend, which appears as a bonus track. For the most part, in songs like Don't Wait Up and Hardcore Boy, Tweens exercise variations on the theme that have propelled them thus far, and do so with increasing maturity and development as a band. Stoner begins to crack this mold by slowing down the tempo, getting a bit heavier and more somber, and allowing the music to radiate, undiluted by vocals. Forever has a bit of a classic 80s bubblegum pop feel to it, and in my mind, serves as a darker counterpart to Tracy Ullman's cover of Christy McCall's They Don't Know. There are so many things I like about McMicken that it would be my favorite track on the album were it not for Want You. McMicken boils with young, angry vitality, and there is a little something in me that appreciates the hometown nod. I could write paragraphs about why I'm in love with Want You. In this track, Bridget stands alone with her guitar, no bass or drums, and howls in anguish about missing love. Chances are, her time spent with Kim and Kelly were heavily influential in this song because there's an intimacy and a charm to this piece that is similar to many of the tracks on the Breeders album titled TK. Call it chemistry, magic, alchemy, or rainbow flying unicorns, whatever that great elusive intangible thing is that so many bands seek. Tweens has it, and they use it very, very well. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.